Beautiful song by Tequila Jim, Lost Along the Way. And he doesn't know this, but Mr. Tequila Jim, that was the song that Miss Donna Harper sent to me. It was Lost Along the Way. That was the first song that she sent. She thought it was a beautiful song. And from there, I kept listening to your other songs, which, by the way, where can people find your music at?
I don't know. I guess I'm on Spotify and iTunes, things like that. I don't really get all the technology. I just kind of just play the guitar and sing and play bass and try to write nice songs with meaning. So, yeah, I've got a few great friends that are setting me up with all those outlets. So, yeah, it's all good.
Now,
I just wanted to mention about, you were talking about my father. And by the way, his name is Evripides Isiades. And my real name is Demetrius Evripides Isiades. So I'm just throwing that out. So on April 16th, 2013, I had a very, very, very bad night. That was my father's birthday. And so that's kind of, I felt like some kind of spiritual bonding with him. But, as I said, here I am, and thank God for that. And so there's that.
And I read that you said over the next few weeks, several of the songs on the album were written, and that I just think it gives me chills when you say, I now believe in miracles. It's pretty moving.
Well, there's something special happening with me, and I think, I mean, I really think there's a lot of really good people around that have really good hearts, and I'm trying to gravitate toward those people, and I've got a small network of people like Super Cindy, that sings and plays bass, and she plays the djembe and ukulele, and I just made friends with this guy Daniel that plays cello, and they were with me at the session in Boston last night. My son plays with. Honestly, in terms of songwriting, I've got a whole backlog of songs that I haven't recorded yet. What's been happening is, you've heard of writer's block or songwriter's block. I don't have that. Every time I pick up a guitar and start noodling around, songs get created. And it's actually a little bit overwhelming because you have to keep, if you like it, you have to keep track of it. So sometimes I'm actually nervous about picking up the guitar because I'm afraid I'm going to write another song that I'll have to remember.
Oh, now you said making the recording, it was a product of a lot of pain, love, and hope.
I did. What's extremely critical to me is to have songs that have some meaning, not just fluffy pop, girl loves boy, boy loves girl, breakup, and that sort of thing. So, I don't intentionally sit down and say, oh, today I want to write a song about the trees. When I hear the sound of the guitar or whatever I'm creating on the guitar, it creates a certain emotion or feeling inside me, which naturally draws me to some life experience. And that could be pain, it could be love, it could be something else. It could be anger. It could be joy. And so that's where I pull my lyrics from. So I think that's the answer to your question.
Yes. And Tequila Jim. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that name.
Oh, really? We have to?
We don't have to, but it's interesting.
No, we have to. It is interesting. I didn't give myself that name. I didn't really like that name. I didn't really want that name. But I've been playing, I've played thousands of gigs in my life of all kinds of bands and formations and things. And I sort of, you know, this was in kind of a previous life. I sort of became notoriously popular at this dive bar in Rhode Island. And this was awesome. I mean, it was actually over 100 years ago, it was a Wild West saloon, frankly. And before they had paved roads, the horses would stop in there to get a drink and the customers would get a drink. Well, this place is still around. And I used to be a regular there. And at the time, I used to consume enormous quantities of tequila. And apparently, you know, because of my debauchery and antics, it was very entertaining for many of the patrons. And next thing you know, I became Tequila Jim. I mean, that's just the sad truth behind it. And I found out sometime later that every time I'd go play, they had a special bottle of Cuervo in the closet where they took a magic marker and they had my name on it, Tequila Jim. And so every time I'd play, they'd go in the closet and they'd get my bottle. Then I found out that they actually had watered it down, you know, to protect me from myself. So it's sort of this, yeah, that's kind of how I got the, and there one of the floozies said, Tequila Jim, and that was, and then the rest is history.
And I just found that, you know, it's a little bit of a touching story, and I can relate to that, you know, watering down the bottle. You never knew the difference, did you?
Absolutely not. Well, because I was drinking, you know, tubs full, vessels. I would order, you know, the legacy was derived from, excuse me, garçon, may I have a large vessel of tequila, please? And everybody knew it was rock and roll time, you know.
Well, appreciated so many of your songs. You know, you've got some too, some political ones and just different ones. And I was like, dang, you know, we listen to many of them and, you know, we can only play so many on the radio. So one that I would like to leave with listeners today, Mr. Tequila Jim, is Someday. Tell me about that song.
Someday. Yeah. Someday we'll have it made. Honestly, and I don't want to disappoint the American people, but Someday is about all the dreams and fantasies that I guess most of us have about success and love and happiness and, I don't know, maybe wealth and health and just all the best things that life could possibly offer and having that dream. But to be honest, the true meaning is, in terms of myself, I will never attain any of it. Like, nothing will ever happen. Nothing good will happen. None of these dreams will come true. So, you know, and I don't mean that in a cynical way, frankly. It's just that I've paid so many dues. It's kind of just an irony that I like to put in some songs. I like to disguise songs as one thing where the meaning perhaps is something else, you know, in terms of my vision of the song, if you will. But it still has a happy vibe, so I'm good with that.
That's probably why I liked it. Mr. Tequila Jim, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I mean, if folks want to go out and I'll pick up the album. I would greatly appreciate it. That way I could buy my son a sandwich. And listen, God bless all of you people, Penny Lane, starting with you and Donna and all the other good people out there. I wish everyone nothing but the best. Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you for taking a trip with Penny Lane. I'll have all the links up for Tequila Jim online, giant96.com, right now on Giant 96 Real Radio. Here's Tequila Jim with Someday.